ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. We're going to take a look at the pressure by the defensive line, how it helps the defensive back. In moving forward throughout the season, you're going to have to rely on the pressure of the big guys up front because you have eight rotating bodies. I just want to see this play here from the sideline because I want to see a very valuable stunt between Stephen Paya and Willie Young. You got to be able to use athleticism and power in order to get the job done. But the key ingredient here, as they're able to escape upfield, look at the pressure that Stephen Paya puts on quarterback Josh McCown and how it takes all of the flight away from the football. So here, you see the impact of the hit. Boom, hit Josh, and it takes all the velocity off the football. And then Chris Conte is able to make a break on the football, make a fantastic catch, a great interception. But it's about being underneath the coverage that's related to the pressure of the defensive line. I want to take a look at the end zone shot because when you have a chance to see an end zone shot of a defensive line stunt, you really get to see the perfection and how it all works together. Here's Stephen Paya right here to the right, to the left-hand side of the center. And then you see the space between he and Willie Young. And then Willie Young's going to close it down a little bit. Now you got attention. This offensive tackle knows that he has to go outside to Shea McClellan. This offensive guard has to be aware of Willie Young. And now the center thinks he's got an easy block to Stephen Paya since he's already to his left side. But now watch Stephen Paya cross the face of the center. Immediately get attention, but get this offensive guard out of position. Stephen Paya wins the gap with strength. And now the center has to relieve anything from Stephen Paya to try to get into the path of Willie Young. But it doesn't happen. Watch Stephen Paya disengage with strength from the offensive guard into the face of Josh McCown, and you see it. It takes all that snap off of his throw. You see the wobbly flight of the football and a great catch by Chris Conte. That's a heck of a job of the defensive line providing pressure to allow the defensive backs to get in position to make the play. We just had a chance to look at play 12. This is play 24. Again, we're going to look at the defensive line and how important they are in their surge upfield to take the quarterback out of his comfort zone and really challenge his integrity of his ability to throw it with accuracy and strength downfield. Again, you're going to see pressure straight upfield. Nice stunt here between Stephen Paya and Jeremiah Ratliff. But you still have to have the outside rushes of Jared Allen and Willie Young up to the top of the screen. They close that pocket down, keep Josh in the pocket, making sure he has to throw it. You have the combination of Jared Allen low, Stephen Paya up top, taking all the sting away from Josh McCown so he has no power to the flight of the football. Again, you're going to see it harmlessly fall to the ground. Two defensive backs in a better catchable position, but it's all about the pressure that the defensive line puts on. We got to look at the end zone shot because it's too good not to watch. Now you got the opposite view. You're having a chance to look from behind the offense and see the defensive line coming at you. Again, watch Stephen Paya explode upfield into the offensive guard. Logan Mankins off balance. And now you got Jeremiah Ratliff coming out, keeping his outside shoulder free to this path of the center. And then Stephen Paya disengages from the blocker. Josh in a retreat position. You see Jared Allen going low, Stephen Paya following through high, taking all of that momentum away from the football. You talk about pass defensive pressure put on by the defensive line. This is what you need this week, and this is what's going to pay dividends in the future. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.